Hi, I'm John Reed. I'm a reporter with the Florida Times Union. And joining me today is Tatiana Burrow. She's a full-time athletic trainer at Rebalt Senior High School. Thanks for joining us, Tatiana.
Of course.
I spent the past 6 weeks on a concussion enterprise, and it was a story that looks at all four levels of football on the First Coast to see how the safety protocols are being managed and what steps are being facilitated to make the game safer, particularly football. And, unlike the NFL and colleges, the Florida High School Association doesn't have like a mandated rule that a hired certified trainer has to be on the field. But, Jacksonville and Duval County Public Schools are taking a step that I feel like a lot of other counties in the state should have a prototype of having certified trainers at each school. And right now, Duval County has the Sports Medicine Project 17 initiative. That's right now they have 5 full-time certified trainers and 7 graduate assistant trainers. And today we have Ms. Burrow, and she's a full-time trainer, and we want to talk to her and see like what that program is and what are the benefits and probably even some hardships on the program. And just first of all, tell us about yourself. I mean, where are you from, and how did you get into athletic training?
Well, I'm originally from California. I was born in Los Angeles, but I grew up in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And I played sports in high school. My main sport was basketball. And at my high school, there was no such thing as an athletic trainer. It was just non-existent. And I didn't actually know of athletic trainers until I moved to Jacksonville. So I did sustain a few injuries in high school, especially during my senior year. I fractured a finger, and it actually put me out for like the entire season almost. So it was pretty difficult. But then I was introduced to occupational therapy, and it was actually really fun per se. It was pretty painful during the therapy, but just seeing what they do was really interesting. And then I met a guy who was interning with my therapist, and that kind of sparked my interest at that point. I moved to Jacksonville back in 2013, and I transferred to the University of North Florida. That's when I started asking my counselor basically what I can do with my interests. I was interested in kinesiology at the time, which is the study of movement of the body. And I was also, of course, interested in athletics, and I wanted to do something that basically intertwined those two things. And that's when he introduced me to athletic training. And so I finished my undergrad at UNF through their athletic training program, and then that's when I was introduced to Project 17, which is basically the athletic training initiative in Duval County, where the goal is to get 17 full-time athletic trainers in all 17 public high schools in Duval County. So far we have 5, and we're basically just every year we're adding few on as interns, and we finished our degree at Jacksonville University in kinesiology, and now we're here at the high schools. It was a long process, but it was, I learned so much. So
you have to be a strong supporter of what you do and having trainers in high school with the situation we under right now, with so much talk about concussions and I believe there's a fear of injuries from parents having their children in football. But what do you think the value and the benefit of that program has been so far when you look at the 5 school one that you had and the 7 that has the graduate? And look, so in 2020, I believe, all the schools under this program, but you have a full-time trainer. So what is the benefit of that program?
There's so many benefits. I'm going to try to narrow it down. The biggest thing I think is just athlete, coach, and parent education of athletic injuries in general, not just concussions. You have a person that is there full time to see the injury when it first happens. So without an athletic trainer, you know, let's say an athlete gets injured, you know, they wait or they go see a doctor. Maybe they don't go see a doctor. Maybe the coach is treating them. So we actually have people who are there full time who are specialized in injury prevention and management. So the athletic trainer is there to start the treatment process right then and there, to where there's no waiting time. There's, you know, proper care of that injury, because a lot of injuries, reoccurring injuries, happen because there wasn't proper care in the initial stages. So having that person there that's certified, it gets the job done. Another benefit is we do have a background in rehabilitation of injuries. So we can, in certain situations, we can do rehab with the kids on campus where they don't have to go see a PT unless ordered by a physician. So we can do what we can at our high schools with the supplies that we do have. We can do rehabilitation. Now, as far as education, especially with concussions, there's a lack of, I guess, not respect, but it's just, concussion is it's an injury to your brain. It's not something that's just like you can walk away from and continue playing that very same day. It takes time to recover, and a lot of people don't understand that it is a serious injury. It's not just a headache that goes away within a few days. So and as far as the high schools, we are required to have the athletes watch a concussion education video. The coaches are required to watch the concussion education video. However, parents they're not required. During my internship, we would have parent meetings, and I would go into briefly what our concussion protocol is, what is a concussion, it's a traumatic brain injury, and then go into the protocol as to what we need to expect if your son or daughter sustains a concussion during play. They're going to have to go through our protocol, which is graded return to play. They have to sit out. They have to go see a physician. In order for them to be cleared for the graded return to play, they have to be cleared by the physician, then go through 7 days of gradual return to activity. So it's a long process, and it's like literally during this process, their brain has to rest. And that's something the kids have a hard time dealing with. That means literally you're not texting, you're not on the computer, you're not watching TV. You know, you're literally just resting your brain. And especially during this day and age, it's hard for them to disconnect with the technological their devices. So, and even with school, the doctor is allotted to write a note saying, you know, they need to stay out of school, which is, you know, very important as well. So a lot of parents don't know that. So it's our job as the athletic trainer to educate them on what to expect, what their role is, what the athlete's role is, what the coach's role is. It's so many different avenues that need to be addressed. And it starts with us as the athletic trainer being the voice of this is what to do and this is what to expect. So,
Tatiana, I mean, what needs to improve at the high school level? At the college level, they say that the athletes need to do more self-reporting. They're not doing that. They have to sign a contract at the colleges to say that they will do that, but they're still not getting the numbers that they need. On a high school level, you know, this I call it like the sprint to try to get a college football scholarship, and like you at Reebok and you playing rains that week. What's the likelihood of someone having some symptoms that they would self, is that a problem, the self-reporting, you think?
I definitely think it is. I've actually had an incident where thankfully there was she was a parent, I believe, who takes pictures of the kids on the sideline during a football game at home. She said that one of the kids said he was having a really bad headache. He felt his head hurting really, really bad, and I didn't see him get hit or anything. Thankfully, she told me this, so I was able to approach the athlete. And that's when, you know, I found out he may have symptoms of a concussion, and I took him out. However, he did not come to me. He did not report it. So I think, you know, of course the kids want to play. And a lot of them are in denial, like, no, I don't have a concussion, you know. And no, we have to do proper evaluation to see what's truly going on. You may not have a concussion, but how do we really know if you don't speak up and tell your athletic trainer? So I think the biggest thing is, you know, just making the kids aware of how serious this injury is, and also making the coaches aware, like having, you know, second eyes, so to speak, on the sideline, because it's just me out there. I can only do so much. But having the coaches, you know, also be on the lookout of kids, you know, stumbling after a hit, or kids complaining of, you know, feeling a headache or dizzy or anything of the sort, is a big help. And our coaches are at Reball are actually really good at that. They tell me exactly, oh, you know, Johnny Smith is feeling, you know, lightheaded or nauseous or dizzy or whatever. And he, you know, and they're really good at that. So I'm very, very thankful of that. But it's really just getting everybody involved and communicating with one another. And and I think that's just the biggest area of improvement, is the self-reporting, and is, you know, the coach is also reporting as well. So
how big is your job? I mean, you're only one person, and I would say, what, about 45 is on a football team?
I'm also in charge of their physicals. So between JV and varsity football, there was 126 kids just between JV and varsity football. Now, my job at Rebalt High School, overall, I'm in charge of every athletic team on campus. So that includes, you know, softball, soccer, basketball, everything, girls and boys. So I would probably say I look after over 350 athletes throughout the year. That's a rough estimate.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah, so basically my overall job is to be their healthcare provider as far as sports-related injuries. Anything that happens while you're practicing with your team or playing with your team in a game or an event, that is my responsibility. And I do their initial evaluation to see what it is. If need be, I diagnose their injuries. And then I provide immediate treatment, whether that be putting ice or compression or giving them crutches or putting a splint for a fracture. It's depending on the injury. And then I make the decision, should they go see a physician or can I treat this here at school? So we do have our team physician, Dr. Sykes, who I can refer the kids to, or I refer them to some orthopedic specialists that I'm in contact with, or their primary care physician. So it is a big job.
So do you, like, in football season, do you go to each practice? I mean, how do you do that? For varsity, you attend each practice?
Yes, so I'm at every single practice. Basically, with football, since it is a high collision, high-risk sport is what we call it, I go everywhere with them. So practice, if they have two-a-days, I'm there. Weightlifting, I'm there. And then their home and away games, I'm there. Preseason, I'm there. So I'm there with them 24/7.
Is there any other sport that you full-time with?
No. So, I mean, as far as general days, I do cover all practices. So right now we're in spring. Football is not going on. We have track, softball, baseball, and I'm just there for all practices. So in case somebody gets injured, I'll go to the track, or I'll go to the baseball field, softball field. And I'm there for their home events. I don't travel with anybody but football.
So the coaches, are they receptive when you say that this child can't play? Do they understand? Have you had some situations where, I mean, you have to, like, make it clear or make it clearer or anything like that?
They are very receptive. Now, of course, you know, especially with the big stars and the kids who get a lot of playing time, they just want to make sure that this is, you know, a true injury. And we do have a lot of kids who just don't want to practice, and they come with injuries, quote unquote, and I have to really discern whether it's if they're really hurt or, you know, they just don't want to practice. So, you know, of course there's going to be resistance from the coaches, because, you know, they want to win. And if it is their star player, they definitely question, you know, they ask me, well, what is your plan? What are we going to do? How long is the time frame for them to be out? So, and I, you know, completely understand. So I personally, for football, I started creating like injury reports for the coaches. So I say, you know, Johnny Smith has, you know, an injury to his knee. I don't tell him exactly what it is, but and I say, this is our treatment plan. We're doing rehab exercises, we're icing. This is my estimated time frame of how long he's going to be out, and we'll see. He'll be able to fully participate if he's able to do, you know, three-legged hops, or, you know, this is what he needs to be able to do before he gets back on the field. So, you know, it's a challenge, but I think it's all about building the trust with the coaches. They have to be able to trust what you're saying. You have to be confident in what you're saying. So, yeah.
Do you have to, like, go, like, all the athletes in Reebok know you?
I mean, so initially, I came in as the new full-time athletic trainer. So, when I did do the, like, let's say I went to show the concussion video to the team, I would introduce myself. You know, I'm your new athletic trainer. I'm Tatiana Burrow. You refer to me as Miss Burrow or Miss Tatiana. And I'm here full-time, and I'll tell them where I'm at and everything. So every kid knows where to find me and, you know, who I am, what my role is, because I, you know, let them know.
Did you treat, I mean, on a ballpark, did you have concussions you had to treat last?
Yes. So, well, for football, I didn't have any let's say, like, any practice or game-related concussions, but I did have, I had a kid who was in a car accident, who sustained a concussion, who was a football player, so I treated him for that. But, again, it could have been just, you know, not reporting it. However, you know, I didn't have any cases where a kid got hit really, really hard, and I knew for sure he had a concussion. So, but then again, you know, during practices, they go to their practice field, and then they have the main field, so they break out, and, you know, it's just me, so I have to go back and forth. Anything could happen between those when I'm not there that I don't see. So if they don't report it, then, you know, I don't know.
Where do you see? Do you feel nationwide? I mean, I know our state of Florida and what we're doing in Duval, and I've checked that other, you know, counties in our area have trainers or have a program where trainers are at a school. But do you think it should be something that mandates that it be trainers, particularly in high schools, at least one? I mean, I know you probably overworked, but to have you and there and not a coach trying to evaluate this kind of thing is probably the issue in high school. How important you feel it? Is something like that should be mandated, you feel?
Absolutely. It's a necessity, because I know this is kind of like it's a saying, but athletic trainers save lives. There, actually, I have a story from high school. There was a kid during gym class who went down with heat stroke, and he ended up passing away. And I had thought to myself, wow, like, if we had an athletic trainer, even though he wasn't an athlete, if we had a full-time athletic trainer, that, you know, he possibly could have been treated correctly, and maybe that wouldn't have been the case for him. So even, especially in the emergency situations, you know, the heat stroke and cardiac arrest and all these different factors, we're trained on that. So having somebody right there where you don't have to wait on rescue to get there, and preparing the athlete properly and treating them properly, could, you know, decrease their likelihood of dying of just sudden death in athletic related injuries or whatever. And I think and especially just overall getting the proper care when it's needed, because there's, without that, injuries are likely to reoccur and just be an ongoing problem that just doesn't go away. And especially for athletes who are going to the next level, whether it be collegiate or professional, old injuries can come up that could have been prevented had they had an athletic trainer there every single day. And it's like, the kids, they're not able to go to, you know, physical therapy every day or see their doctor every day, but they have somebody they can go see literally every day, get proper treatment, and reevaluate them every day to see what their progress is and see what needs to be changed or improved. So it's absolutely a necessity.
And it's when you were at Baldwin, did you treat middle school kids, or was that just high school that you treated, or what?
Primarily, I was there for high school, but I did treat a few middle school athletes. Like I said, it is a big job for one person to do, and you know, I would tell the coaches if it's really an emergency or if you think it might be a fracture or something, yes, please, by all means, I will. But my primary responsibility is high school, and but I will, you know, of course, give out bags of ice if the kids need it, or if you suspect that it's something serious, I will totally, you know, go and examine this athlete. So it really takes a lot for the athletic trainer. It's almost like you have to have this passion for the kids, because it is a lot of work. However, it doesn't get to me per se, because I love these kids. I love them, and I will do what I can to make sure that they are treated properly and get through with them. Like, I'm going through it with them. I'm not just there. I don't see them as just an athlete. They're you know, by name, this is who I see them as. So
where do you see this issue? I mean, you know, NFL is kind of like everybody watching the NFL, and you got the CTE with the, you know, the science. I mean, science right now is really dictating where this goes at. And where do you see this? I mean, on a different level. I mean, I've spoken to youth coaches, and their numbers are going down because the parents are worried about their children getting a concussion. And you know, I talked to Ed White, football coach Kevin Sullivan, and he said, like, you know, he can remember back at Jackson High School back in '98, everything was on him. I mean, you know, he had to coach the team, be the athletic trainer. Kid get hurt on the field, it was his responsibility to see to that child. And now it's just, I mean, is awareness the answer, or do you see, even on a high school level, that more, you know, maybe you can get up more, like two trainers at a school or something like that? I mean, where do you kind of, I mean, I know it's hard to predict this, but do you see more advancements in concussion studies and maybe even having better helmets? I mean, where do you think this issue is going to be at in like 5 to 10 years from now?
Well, I hope that it's steadily improving. And I did hear word that they may get rid of Pop Warner football, which I do advocate, honestly, because of it is high risk. But I think it's awareness, but it's also taking initiative. And with like Project 17, they took initiative to do this. And it seems almost impossible to like make football safer. But I think even with implementing different rules and regulations, I know the NFL has implemented different things that you can't blindside and stuff like that. So I think it's doing more of that, and also maybe limiting contact practices, and, you know, trying to regulate just for safety reasons. And but like I said, football, it's a tough sport, and it's just a part of the game. So it's, I just hope that we're able to implement just more regulations, and that people take the initiative to follow those regulations. And as far as prevention, we say like with athletic injuries, the best treatment is prevention, but with concussions, it's really hard to prevent those. So just making the athletes aware of, you know, what a concussion is and how not to put yourself at risk could also help. But at the same time, concussions can't really be prevented per se. We can probably limit the risk. But hopefully, just implementing different things and just taking more initiative on educating our athletes, especially in the high school level. It's big in the NFL, but as far as the high school level, just getting parent involvement. I think that's the biggest thing too, because, you know, the kids only see us for, you know, however many hours during the day, but are they still doing what they need to be doing at home as well to make the treatment process go much smoother? So getting more parent involvement at the high school level would be ideal.
I'm gonna put you on the spot on this question. Do you think there's going to be a day where tackling totally is banned in practice? And would that help, you think?
I've never actually thought about that. I guess it really depends on the culture, because it's just like, how can we really prepare them for the game if they're not doing those things that they need to be doing in practice? And I would think maybe limiting contact, like I said before, would probably be the best way, but totally getting rid of tackling, I'm not sure that would happen anytime soon.
You don't think but coaches would agree?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess it depends on the school and the program, but even like certain tackling drills, I know that they should probably not do certain drills that are like putting the kids at risk. I understand, like, you know, practicing your techniques and stuff like that, but when you're trying to like take each other out in certain drills, those probably should be done away with, because there's really like no point in.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was a former high school player, and I remember the days when they tell you to follow the finger and count many numbers you got up. Okay. Then good to go back on the field. So fortunately, those days are no longer, and the more awareness and concussion, having trainers like yourself in high schools definitely benefits. And we definitely appreciate you coming on here and giving us insight and seeing where this heads to, because I think it's an issue that's need to be more addressed, and more awareness is the answer, I think. So, Tatiana, we appreciate you
coming on
with us today and sharing us all your duties there at Revolt. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.